Being passed.
Morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Catherine.
I see a little top of your head. Okay, so Mary is now here, and Peggy's trying to get Tom in.
Tom should be in.
I don't see him.
I don't see his phone.
Yeah, I'm in on my.
Okay, great. All right, very good. Thank you all.
So who's not here?
Okay.
One.
Francis?
Oh, yeah, Francis. Okay, thank you. Everything is set, so you're good to go.
Okay, thank you very much, Peggy, and welcome all of you, and happy spring that we have. This is really nice. I want to thank you again for your flexibility of moving the meeting to today instead of last week so that I could attend a huge planning session of Arts Toledo. And later on in the agenda, I will report back to you, as I said I would, and suggest some ways that we can talk about whether we want to partner or not. So anyway, my word, look at all these wonderful minutes that we have on the agenda. If it's all right with Peggy, we'll just discuss all three of them and then vote on them as a unit. Is that okay with you, Peggy?
That works for me. Thank you.
All righty. And Peggy, thank you for doing this. So looking at December 15, 2021, are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Okay. January 20th, 2022, any additions or corrections to these minutes? Okay. Last month, February 10, 2022, any additions or corrections to these minutes? Great. So may I have a motion to approve December, January, and February's minutes?
I move to approve.
Okay, Judy is moving. Who's going to second?
Second.
Scott, thank you. Okay,
sorry, all in.
Who did it?
Six one way, half a dozen the other. So all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any not? Okay, good. Great. So we've got those minutes. It's nice to get caught up. Thank you, Peggy, on what we said and what we thought about. Okay, we are moving on now. I don't see Casey is not on our meeting. Is he, Peggy?
He's not here. Now, okay. the next item on the agenda is the update on the damage to the mural at 2nd and Herbert Streets.
Yes, I was just asking to make sure that, you know, Casey wasn't waiting around.
Well,
okay, Peggy, what do you have on
okay.
Second?
So the artist retained a company to come out and examine the wall and see what it would take to fix it. And the wall is structurally unsound and has to be completely replaced.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
I know. So that entire mural will be coming down. The owner of the property is very interested in replacing it and is willing to help financially to make that happen. But I wanted you to know you're going to see that wall come down and you're going to see a shorter wall. And then I think Julie could potentially be in France right now, but when she comes back, we'll work with her to paint the shorter wall so that it kind of works with the wall on the Herbert Street side.
Well, that's good news, bad news, isn't it? I am, to me, that is one of the most dynamic murals that we have built.
This is really off the wall, no pun intended, but would it make sense to try to auction some of those pieces off? Or anything like that? Is there any, does that make sense or not sense? Just tell me. Just popped in my head. Maybe we could auction the pieces off or have giveaway. I don't know. Something
that would go into our public art fund.
To help
pay Julie to do a new one.
Right, right. The logistics behind it is probably ridiculous, but I'm just...
Well, what do some of you think?
I'm thinking most people that tear things down don't like to preserve anything.
It
becomes very costly, I think, when you try to do that, but I like the idea.
So what occurs to me is that when they tear down a sports stadium, a basketball court or whatever, they will often sell the pieces. And I think, as Bill said, if there was some theme behind what the money was going to go for, it's very possible that people would, you know, weigh in. Now, I have no idea what the administrative overhead of such a project would be and all those kind of questions, but you know, there's at least a chance that people would be interested.
Yeah, and the demolishing, you know, the people who demolish it and have to be careful and make sure there's 1-inch pieces, it might just be ridiculous to even attempt it. Maybe Julie wants, I don't know.
Some other comments on this. Yes, Peggy.
So the wall is made out of cinder blocks. And the cinder blocks, are pretty big. I think it's a really fun idea. I don't know, you know, I feel like we would have to work with the owner and she would have to work with the contractor to make sure that they were very careful when they took the wall down, and that could increase the cost of the property owner. I don't know that. I just wanted you to know that these are cinder block sized pieces.
Right. Well, at the very least, just if there's some left over, we just grab a couple, 3, 4, 10 of them, and not try to make it just kind of random. Never mind. It was just an idea. I need more.
I think it could have merit if there'd be a way. Peggy, I'd like to ask you, who exactly decided that the whole piece, the whole wall was unsound? And is that really true or not?
Yes, I believe it to be true. There's not one piece of rebar in that whole wall. It's structurally unsound, and the contractor that came to look at it wasn't going to be able to fix it without making it sound. And the earth is pushing the wall out on the Second Street side. So with no support inside those cinder blocks, there's nothing they can do really but remove it. And as I said, it is the property owner is very willing and more than excited to help fund a new mural there.
Good, good. So have we been in touch with Julie? Do we know where in the world she is and if she's ever coming back? Yes. Peggy.
Well, Tom may know more than I do, but I did reach out to her, and she told me that she was headed to France, and I thought she said mid-March, so she may already be there, but Tom, do you have any update?
I've heard from her via email. I'm assuming that she's in town, but I know she is heading to France pretty soon. I'm not exactly sure though. I have a couple thoughts. One is that we want to make sure that we have photos of the current wall.
Yes.
Before it comes down.
Yes.
Could insurance come into play at all with this?
So there are two insurance companies involved in this, the city's and hers. And so once the wall is replaced, that's her insurance company's issue. And once we get an estimate on what it will cost to replace the mural, then that would go to our insurance company. And if it meets the threshold of our deductible, then we would probably, you know, get something for it. But both of our insurance companies are trying to collect from the person who was at fault in that accident.
Yeah,
they're trying to collect from her. So it's very possible we'll be, you know, we'll be reimbursed for this.
Okay, that's good. Tom, I really like your idea about we need to get a lot of good photographs of it, you know, because there's a huge long piece on either side of the point that got damaged that is really fun. And I think that ought to be part of our public art, you know, website presence, you know, whether the mural continues to exist or not. I mean, I think it should be part of our archives and be noted for us.
I'll go ahead and do that next week. Well, the first nice sunny day with lots of good light, I'll do it. My sister lives right down the street, so I just go over there. She lives on Cottage Street. So,
well, thank you.
You can see that. You can see it from her house.
Oh, I drive by it every day. It is so remarkable. Peggy.
I just wanted to tell you, and I'm not sure that this was clear to begin with, but only the 2nd Street side of the mural is coming down.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay,
the Herbert Street side.
The little high flying is okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, because of the pressure of the dirt behind it. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, that will be a little less of a project then and the whole thing. Anything else, Peggy, that you need from us? What is the projected timeline of this removal?
You know, I don't know. This is the property owner's issue, but my sense is that it will happen sooner rather than later. She's contracted with Ground FX. They will be doing the work, replacing the wall and removing this wall. So I'll reach out to her today and see if I can get an estimate or some sort of ETA on when they're going to do that work. But my sense is it could happen pretty soon.
Okay. And so I don't know. I still want to go back to Bill's idea, which I don't know. Can any of us be around on the block, lingering and lurking when it happens, and pull out some cinder blocks like that would form a bird or something? Or I don't know, Bill. What do you think? Bill, you're muted.
We can try. I don't want to disrupt the people that are working on it and say, hey, you have to move it. I just let it fall naturally. And if we can pull any out, we'll pull any out.
Great.
I mean, I don't want to direct the whole process of saving things.
Right, right. Well, it was just another thought, kind of riffing off yours.
Yeah, we can try to just pull some. My sister lives down the street. I could have her go over there and just pull some out and, know, put it in her wheelbarrow and take it home or something.
We all bring our wheelbarrows or whatever. Okay.
Like the Berlin Wall.
All right. Folks, anything else on this topic? All right. Well, hopefully rise again. Yes, Tom.
I just think at the point, you know, it's really unfortunate. I guess it was an auto accident that caused all this, but I think it just points also to really being careful about inspecting retaining walls when we're building murals or putting in murals, particularly on private property. I mean, that retaining wall looked a little suspect to me even before the accident. But anyway, just a cautionary tale.
Tom, I really think that's good. And of course, I don't know that we did a structural analysis when we painted the Marine Drive mural either, come to think of it. Did we, Peggy?
No, we didn't. But that's a very different kind of wall structure. That's a concrete wall, so it's surely got rebar in it. This is like almost a wall that you might see in another country, for example, where they just stack up cinder blocks to build houses and walls and everything without too much interior support. That's what happened. Okay. This wall has no rebar inside of it.
Okay. Tom, good point for us moving forward on that. Okay, Wilcha, moving forward, we'll go on to C2, an update on Casey McEnany mural, News Times building, and in our packet was his request. Peggy, would you like to start us off on this?
Okay, well, I will start you off by letting you know that you all approved this. This has been previously approved. It was approved on July 22nd of 2021. And if you will recall, Casey said he couldn't start the mural until late last year or earlier this year. And it was contingent upon there being an art easement with the News Times, which we have that ready to go. And he's ready to start painting. I just wanted to give you that update. This is not for this committee at this point to decide, because you would be, you know, we've given him direction to go forward, and now to say no. I know that we did get an email yesterday from Cynthia Jacoby, who is concerned about this project, and I don't have her email here. Catherine, you may have it.
Peggy, I'll be glad to share that, because I mentioned to Peggy that I would make sure that her voice was heard, if that's okay. And apparently she had forgotten maybe that this had been approved. Anyway, she says, I do have a couple of concerns to share with the committee. I greatly admire Casey McEnany's art and murals. However, I read that the mural would be painted directly on a wooden building. This was not the direction the Public Arts Committee wanted to take with new murals, as I recall. Painting murals on a surface, either metal or removable wood, be preferred for longevity of the mural. That was concept number one. Here's her second one. Again, this is a courtesy since she couldn't be here today. Cynthia also says, I question the visibility of the mural, which I do not doubt. It would be totally wonderful image. However, it is designed to be placed on the building, which will have other commercial buildings between it and Highway 101. The visibility is not optional. I would prefer a more visible location. These are my concerns about spending public money responsibly. Thank you. End of quote, Cynthia Jacoby.
So I think that Cynthia has some great comments. I think you've talked about all of these before. I would say that she was not able to attend the July 22nd, 2021 meeting. So even though it was in the minutes, it's possible that she didn't know about this. But it is a decision that you've made as a group. And I mean, if you wish to reconsider it at this point, that would be potentially difficult.
Right. And Peggy, thank you for going back. So we know that, you know, Cynthia wasn't able to be at that meeting. So we have the request. Now Casey has filled in all of the information. And Peggy, as far as the city of Newport is concerned here, what else does this committee need to do? First Peggy, and then Mary, and then Judy. Peggy?
So this committee doesn't need to do anything. I just wanted to give you an update, because Casey is ready to start, or ready to get organized to start the mural. But on July 20th, the motion was made by Francis, seconded by Bill, to approve $12,500 toward a mural on the News Times building, subject to the newspaper executing an art easement and the execution of a contract between McEnany and the city. So that was a unanimous, there was a unanimous vote on that.
Okay, thank you for that background. Let's see, Mary is next, and then Judy.
Yes, that answers my question. I wondered if we'd authorized that amount or if that had been left blank. So that answered that.
Okay, thank you. And now Judy?
Regarding, I agree with her, it's not the best visible spot, but I know that, what's his name, Jamie at the News Times is really trying to make that building and make his office area a place where people come and can see there's some art in there, and he's getting some different things going. He really wants to make that a hub, which I think will give it more exposure to the mural, and I also think the mural will draw people in there for him. But I mean, in that respect, I think more people are apt to see it with some of the things he's doing.
Okay, thank you for those. Some other comments from any of the committee. Peggy? Yes, someone? Tom?
This is Tom. The real only concern I share with Cynthia is that we really confirm that it's going to be visible from 101. That's one of the reasons I lent my support. So I don't know if how we can do that, but Cynthia also had a concern that they might build a building or, you know, build out something right next to it that would block it off. But I at least want to make sure that it's pretty visible from 101.
Don't I remember that when we reviewed this the first time that there were actual photos and drawings and depictions that it was visible from 101? Do I remember that right? Because I thought in the original proposal, we saw all of that and it seemed to make sense.
That's my recollection.
Is that what you recollect, Peggy? I know we saw images of Casey's artwork.
Yeah. Tom did talk about his concern that it would be visible from 101. And let's see. Also asked that the right side of the building have a fresh coat of paint, which I'll talk to Jeremy about when I see him. And
okay.
I don't actually.
There's two to three buildings from 101 to the News Time building, according to the picture on Google Maps. So you have the Newport Dentistry, the Animal Care, and the building next to that on Avery Street. And I think it will be partially seen, but I'm only looking on a map. People driving down 101 north or south, they're not going to actually see it, not like the one on the hotel. They'd actually have to go look for it, I think. And we knew that. I mean, I looked at the map when Casey was here.
Right.
They could put a sign, art or whatever. People could drive down there. But seeing it, like, people are, looking forward. They're not looking. They're not looking down, unless they're looking for an address or something.
Right.
There's two buildings, single-story buildings in front of it, as far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm. There is a space that is blank there a little bit. Drove by the other day going south on 101, though I'm driving along, and of course I know where the News Times building is, and when I got close, I looked over, I could see it through a space. And everything.
Right. There's a parking lot there, and there's some bushes. I'm looking at Street View right now on Google Maps, and you can see it.
Okay.
But you'd have to be looking for it. It's just not right there in front of you. Let's see. What's there.
So, Peggy,
go ahead. No, I'm saying you can see it. I mean, if you're looking, if you're driving south, the building for a flash is there. That barbershop, I don't know if that barbershop's there anymore.
It's not.
Oh, well, then you can see it even better.
Okay. So, Peggy, as I reread all of this again and whatever, and Casey has, you know, really filled in some of our questions for us and so on. And does it say in the minutes or do you recollect? I just want to make sure that the condition of the wall, you know, which is part of the building of this business, is in good condition before we spend $12,500 on a mural. Do we know that, Peggy?
I don't know that, but I mean, I will ask them that. And I would say that if you're planning to change your mind about this, then I probably need to talk with David first.
Yeah, I don't think we can.
Yeah, no, that would be really
that deal.
Yeah, we approved all this.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't think it is outside our purview, even if we have approved it, because, you know, that was like almost a year ago now, that, you know, it's kind of akin to us putting up this wonderful mural on a retaining wall, not knowing that there was no rebar or anything to support it, and the whole thing collapses. We know that on the bay front, there's rotting wood. That's the only reason, folks, that I'm asking that question and wondering if it is appropriate as we move forward to find out and make sure about that. What does anyone think?
Catherine, I think those are valid concerns, and I will definitely share them with the News Times.
Okay.
Well, Casey's proposal or his form he filled out said 10 years or 15 to 20 years lifelong of the art. So that he must have looked at the wood. But we can ask, of course.
Yeah, just before we before he starts and before both entities, you know, start investing. I realize on the paper's side, you know, it's part of a corporation, which is different than perhaps our limited funds. So that's all. Any other comments, observations about this?
Yeah, I think Bill's got a good point. I can't imagine that McEnany wouldn't have looked at the surface and what he's going to be working with. I mean, I would hope so. I can't imagine an artist that would want to take that amount of time for something that's going to fall apart relatively quickly. I mean,
right.
That's not certainly a guarantee, but.
Okay. All right. Anything else on this topic before we move on?
I just wanted to give you an update that he's getting ready now. He's ready to buy supplies. And I anticipate that once he gets the paint, that it won't be very long until it stops raining enough for him to begin the actual painting.
Sure. Good. All right. Let's move on then to C3, the update on restoration of the ambassador. And Peggy, what's our latest there?
Well, it's a little bit discouraging, I think, because it's taken so long. But I've been reaching out to Wyatt, whose company is doing the restoration, and he told me yesterday that it's like one step forward and two back as they start welding the pieces together. Some of the parts that he thought were functional are not functional and can't be welded. So they're, you know, they've had a little bit of a setback with that. He did say yesterday that he thought it could be finished and potentially even in place within the next 2 weeks, but I say I'll just moniker that.
Yeah.
Anyone on the committee have questions for Peggy about that? And so, Peggy, I do have one question that I want to make sure. I know that in one of our previous minutes, and I understand no one could find any architectural or engineering drawings of the sculpture's initial installation. I get that. And any new location require engineering drawings, you know, that might be costly. Is that pretty well a dead issue now as far as trying to move the sculpture back enough to protect it from parked vehicles?
It is. Okay. But, you know, I would say that I think the sculpture's been in that place since it was constructed, and I don't know that it's ever been hit by a vehicle. It's just that I was surprised at how long some of those monster trucks are in the back, that they reach so far, you know, over the curb. But I would say that I think that the best thing we can do right now is to have it placed where it was.
Okay. All righty. So we'll just stay tuned and everything. Let's go on to discussion on dedication of art donations, please. And who will take the lead on this? We have a form in place. Yes, Peggy, have you had any more things dropped off in your office?
Actually, this isn't what I was referring to. I was referring to actually some sort of more formal dedication of the art pieces that, you know, the city has received that we haven't been able to acknowledge very publicly because of COVID. And I guess I'm asking you if you'd like to try to put a reception together to acknowledge all the artists' art donations at once, or if you want to try to do them separately. I'm going to tell you that my time here is going to be pretty limited. My replacement is undergoing a background check right now, and I'd say that I'll be here at least a couple more months. But if you want to do separate receptions, that's going to
drag on and on.
Yeah, that's going to drag on and on.
Bill?
I'd like to see a yearly dedication for stuff that happened during the year rather than individual. That way all the artists can plan ahead of time and be at, you know, be together and whatever. I just think it would be better as one sweeping event rather than trying to do it three or four times a year.
Okay, Judy.
And if that's too much to do a big event, if Peggy's, because I know she's got short-timers, you know, if we invited people to City Hall or something and let the News Times do a big article on all these different things that we've received, maybe that's a way to go, so it kind of takes it off of our hands a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of a good idea. That News Time kind of owes us now.
So, you know what maybe I can do is to come up with some potential dates and reach out to the people who've made the donations over the past 2 years and see if we can find a time where they can be recognized, maybe here at City Hall. We'll have a small reception, invite the newspaper, our committee, and we can get, you know, we can get this behind us so we can acknowledge future ones. I think an annual dedication ceremony is great, so maybe we can do it that way.
So I have a question. I'm certainly in agreement on a reception in City Hall for donations that people have given of the artwork that's in City Hall. We have also talked and not, you know, acknowledged yet because of COVID, other murals throughout the city The library mural has never been dedicated or acknowledged or talked about yet. The ones in Nye Beach, et cetera. Do you see that, you know, I understand doing this City Hall one pretty soon here. What does the committee think about, you know, in a couple of months, this summer or something about the other murals? What's your thought on that? Bill?
I don't know why we can't combine it into one big event. Just make it a public arts event and do it all at once.
Okay. Peggy?
I completely agree with Bill. I think that, you know, you're going to be dealing with somebody who's trying to get their feet on the ground in my job, and I think to, you know, if we can do this all at once and then maybe as time goes on, split it up if we need to, but I think it makes a great deal of sense to do it all at once. You can have Julie come in here when she comes back, and all the other donors and artists can be a part of what we do here at City Hall, or maybe we could do it at the VAC or the PAC.
Mm-hmm. Okay, some more thought. Mary?
Yeah, I agree with Peggy, and if you want to refresh people's memories on what it is that the person did that we're acknowledging, we could have photographs of the various projects. So in this main room, we could have the various items that we are acknowledging at that event.
And we could also do a slideshow.
Nice idea, yeah. Scott?
So just a procedural question. What I think I have heard along the way is that we have to be careful about all of us getting together because of quorums, and that has special rules. Do we have any concerns about us all getting together in such a recognition event?
No.
Peggy?
No, that's going to be a social event, and we won't be deliberating toward any decision during a social event, so that would not be a public meetings issue, so we would be good to go there.
Thanks for bringing that up, Scott. Some other comments. Peggy, what we can do when you give us some ideas of dates and times, whatever. I will be glad in any way possible to help with this reception or whatever. And so there may be some other, I'm not going to volunteer anyone else, but yeah, Peggy?
I think that we all might be pressed into service on that day doing, you know, just helping to organize and getting potential photographs up on easels in this room and putting out food and that sort of thing. I did want to, at the end of this particular discussion, give you a little bit of an update on the sculpture that's in the lobby of City Hall.
Yes, yes. But before that, Scott, your hand's up.
Yeah, so I really liked the slideshow idea, and I would actually take that farther. So if we have a bunch of people, a bunch of local artists, the news, Times, and others in the same place at the same time, I would argue it would be in our best interest to have a professional video produced that could end up on the website, and I think it would be worth spending the money to have somebody do it correctly and really make a big bang event out of it. And not the event, sorry, but the video that says, here's all the art that has been donated and delivered to Newport over the last 2 years of COVID. That kind of thing sounds like it would really provide benefit to us.
That's probably a $10,000 plus project.
you want to bring in professionals like that.
And so when I think back to the goals and agendas that we put in place, the ability to market, you know, Newport and the art in Newport is an important priority for us. And I would just wonder if, you know, spending that kind of money, and I'll defer to your view, Bill. I don't know how much it would cost us, but, you know, if we're gonna be real about marketing ourselves and making this a tourist destination and leveraging our art in this community, you know, maybe that's a good spend. So that's kind of where I was thinking.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, Scott. Peggy, and then I think Bill's hand was up. Peggy first and then Bill. Okay.
Okay. So this actually, this is a good, Scott's comments are a good segue into our finances, which I'll only talk briefly about this year. And I don't know how this escaped me, but we actually had $35,000. All this time I had in my head it was 25, but it's 35. We've only spent about $210. So once we get through with the News Times building mural, there's still going to be enough money yet left if we wanted to work on producing a video of that event. And one thing that came to mind is that now I'm staffing the Destination Newport Committee meetings as well, and they work with an advertising agency that produces videos. Now, I agree it won't be cheap, but I think it's a good discussion for this committee to have. Is it something that you think would be valuable? Because it may very well be important.
Bill and then Judy.
I think the scope of this is really great, but I think it goes way past our little event to recognize the artist. This should be a whole separate project, maybe ready fall of 2002 if we really go into it, if not winter of 2023, because there's a lot of filming that has to be done, editing and such, and a marketing, an advertising agency would be perfect for it, but it should be based on presenting the Public Arts Committee, not just this one event. I mean, it should last for 10 years, something that we can use for a long time.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that. Judy?
Do we need to reserve some funds for repairs on the ambassador?
That person has been fully paid. But I think that we should keep that in the back of our heads, because if the actual repair of that, because it was, you know, clearly unknown how much damage there was, if it gets to be a little bit higher, I think we should be willing to discuss potentially paying a little bit more. But I do think we should do that. One of the things that I think Bill just mentioned is that it's possible that what we should do is just do a video showcasing the public art inside and outside. I think that would be amazing.
Would be cool. I just feel like we've got several things. I've been looking at the Happiness Found sculpture, and it's going to need repainting before too long. I feel like we need to plan out where we think the rest of our funds are going to go for the rest of this fiscal year.
Okay, good point, Judy. Some more comments about this idea of a video of our public art inside and outside that we want to... Yes, Peggy?
How about if I put this the video on the next agenda, so we can discuss it further, and I'll try to come up with what we anticipate we could be spending, including a little contingency for the ambassador, and see where we land.
Great. Okay, thank you. Yes, and then also, so I think what I'm hearing, because this is something that is truly, if we want to do it well, is going to be a big project on the video that, you know, it would not be ready in the next month and a half or 2 months for this reception, is what I'm understanding. Yes, Mary.
So what Scott was talking about was a small video just for the items that we are acknowledging at the reception. And then it's morphed into a video that shows the art around Newport. So that's just my comment.
Okay. Yes, but we did start getting on a roll about that.
Yeah, we did.
Didn't we? And I think both ideas are viable. So, Peggy, how many pieces would be acknowledged in this reception? I've been to other receptions at City Hall. We've already acknowledged this artist and that artist and something else. How many about do you think we are acknowledging?
Well, I think we are talking about at least three pieces here, the Eckstein paintings that are behind me.
And then the sculpture.
And the sculpture, which I'll talk about in a second. And we're also talking about, I think, the mural on the library, the mural on the pump station, because that was the mural we were going to dedicate on March 14th of 2020 when we got locked down on the 13th. And
There are two murals on that pump station, okay?
Yeah, and so
now we're up.
I think
one
was acknowledged.
So we have six items so far.
Are Sandy's pictures still in the council chambers?
Yes, there's one in here and there's one in the hallway, but I felt like we did do something with that.
We have.
Yes.
Right before we got locked down.
Yes.
So in here there are three pieces, these two behind me, the sculpture. And then we have the pump station mural, two of them. The library mural.
One. And, of course, we can't dedicate 2nd Street because it's coming down.
I think we already did. I think 2nd Street was dedicated. Seems to me we were all standing there and looking at it. I think we did.
Yeah, I think that what we have left is just, you know, it's not as massive as we initially thought. So it looks like it's the Eckstein paintings, the two, the sculpture, the pump station mural, two, and the library mural.
So about 6 or 7 objects that we are going to be acknowledging. Is that okay? All right. So then I think yes, Tom.
I'm sorry. And there would be the Joan Lofton sculpture
that's just on loan.
That should also be recognized.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put out there in reference to a little bit of the earlier discussion, OCCA is also talking with Discover Newport about doing collaborative marketing around, arts tourism. And we met with Spencer and Judy. And so we're having that discussion as well. And then I'd also put out there that I think we should, if we have funds left over, I think we should really dedicate some of them to restoring the Eckstein sculptures, the wooden sculptures.
I would
mind
Jones piece.
Peggy.
So to piggyback on what Tom said, I did see the Destination Newport marketing budget, and there, and the committee approved it at the last meeting, and there is $25,000 in there, I think, for art marketing.
Okay.
Really? So, I hadn't seen that, so that's...
Well, Tom, I only know this because now I'm staffing those meetings, and they hadn't been able to meet in a long time, but Judy had to present the budget at the last meeting because it has to be submitted to Spencer, and so that was in that budget.
That for this fiscal year?
Next fiscal year.
Oh, next fiscal year. Okay.
All right.
I
understood that there was some money in this.
Go ahead.
I understood that there was some money in this fiscal year, but that maybe that's going to be a little bit more on an ad hoc basis.
I don't really know. I'll be meeting with DNC this afternoon, so maybe I can ask them that.
Okay, Mary.
I just had a wild idea. I love the Lofton sculpture. Is there any way that we could use part of our budget to approach Joan and actually buy it outright? It's so gorgeous.
We did talk to her about trying to buy it, but she didn't want to sell it.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, I didn't realize that she didn't want to sell it. Okay.
You know, maybe I don't think it's an idea that should be dismissed, and I only say that because she may, you know, she's probably seen it. I sent her a photograph of it, and it may be over time she decides, yeah, it's great there, and I wouldn't mind selling it. So I think we should keep that at least on the back burner.
Right, and it might be something for next fiscal year. All right, so folks, Judy, go ahead, please.
Oh, that's okay. I agree with Mary. I really love it, and I love, to me, it has very water-type, you know, motion in it, and it's such a great spot for where it's at. So I would love us to be able to get that, keep it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, folks, we have, which is really wonderful, we're creative, and we have a number of ideas running around here that we're going to have to make some decisions on. One of them is to have some kind of video. It would be short to highlight 6 or 7, but 6 works that have already been discussed. And this video would be available at the upcoming reception. We also have another idea of doing a large, much larger video capturing the public art in our town, all the murals and sculptures and one thing and another. So that's another idea that we have. It sounds to me, what, we need to vote on each one? Do we need, folks, some more discussion?
Didn't I hear Peggy say we were going to put the whole discussion topic on next month's agenda? Question.
Excuse me, that could be, Scott. I thought that topic was for the great, big, humongous video of dozens and dozens. But so, Peggy, please clarify that what's on the agenda for next month is whether we can do a video for the 6 items we are dedicating. Is that correct?
So what I think we should do is put both of those items on the next agenda. And I'll try to provide some additional detail about what it would cost to do a shorter video of the 6 items and when a potential date that would be completed and a potential date for this reception and a potential place, because it might not have to be right in this room.
Okay. Bill?
I think on the agenda we should have the event, and then the video would be part of the event. I think we're focusing on the wrong thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Good.
And then the bigger video would be a separate project. But the main thing should be the event. The video is just an offshoot of that.
Yeah, the good part, Bill. And then, of course, the marketing aspects of the event, other marketing and all of that. Okay? Sounds good?
Okay. When it's going to be.
Okay, so those are two more items to add. Before going on our agenda, Peggy, you wanted to mention about the Eckstein sculpture. I am waiting with bated breath about its condition.
Okay, well, I don't know if you heard about that person breaking into City Hall, but that happened not this past weekend, but the weekend before.
What did they think they were going to find?
I don't know, it was a woman who slept in here both Saturday and Sunday nights. And then on Monday morning, she lost control of herself and damaged some items in the building. And one thing that she did was she tossed that, or pushed that sculpture, it's pretty heavy, she pushed it off onto the bench in the area where we have our Sister City display. It broke the bench. It's so heavy, it broke the bench. But I didn't find any damage to the sculpture. So if you have heard that the sculpture is damaged, I don't know if it is. I couldn't find anything. I mean, it seems to be not sitting totally flush on its base. I tried to get that pushed down, but it's still up like a quarter of an inch or so, but I can lean on it someday and push it down. But it survived amazingly tossed down and breaking that bench, and then it fell onto the floor after it broke the bench. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Don't we have an alarm system here that went off when she broke in?
She didn't break in. She... apparently a temporary code had been assigned for a contractor, and it was a really common code. And she went to the front door and pushed the code in. And so she was in and out on Saturday night and in and out on Sunday night.
Oh my.
And then on Monday morning early, she set some fires in the break room. And then she threw burning books out the window and that sort of thing. But what happened was, and what got her caught was, she went to the front door and she opened the door, interestingly opened the door to smoke a cigarette and pulled the fire alarm. And so that's what alerted the police to come up from downstairs. We have cameras in this building, so they know exactly where she went. And when the cops came up from downstairs, she saw them and ran away. And so they pursued her down the street, and she's in jail. And, the damage was about $6,000 in this building, but it didn't hurt the sculpture.
We're sure lucky that she didn't hurt any more of the art. God,
yeah. OMG, I'm telling you what. I went around on that Monday morning when I got to work, and I just couldn't even believe it. I checked everything. I was pretty sure that she'd have a struggle getting a lot of things off the wall because we have, you know, security hangers. Because I tried to get something off the wall to loan to the vac one day, and I couldn't. But but anyway, so, yeah, it could have been awful.
So I have a question. I know at one time we had talked about securing that Eckstein long horizontal wooden sculpture and getting it bolted down. Would this be a good time to have that happen?
Well, there's no real way to bolt that to where it sits. There's no real way to do that without, you know, taking the wall apart. And so that was, you know, when I broached that subject, it wasn't well received. And honestly, this was such a random thing. I don't envision anything like that ever happening again.
Right.
Well, I bet that code has been changed.
I'd say so. You know, somebody said, you know, that's the code. And I'm like, no, I never heard that.
Right. Okay, folks, I'd like to move on the agenda unless there's something else relating to what Peggy has just mentioned and everything. We are extremely lucky. There could have been just devastating damage. And of course, it does raise all the issues. I'm sure you're listening on news how Ukraine is trying to protect their artwork and everything in museums and get them underground or whatever so that they're not bombed apart. So art is always fragile. It's always vulnerable. Peggy, you had your hand up.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, our art is all insured, including that sculpture. So hopefully nothing will ever happen, but the our insurance company does have an updated art inventory.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. Okay, fine. What I'd like to do now is to go on to C5, the Toledo Arts Project. And once again, I thank you very much for being flexible to move the date so I could go attend, promote, and report back to you and give you some ideas to start thinking about of what we might like. So very briefly, some of you are newer on the committee, but ART Toledo stands for Art Revitalization Toledo, ART. And basically the concept is to use art to help revitalize the downtown Main Street in Toledo, as well as that Highway 20 business corridor. The committee usually meets twice a month. We started up the end of 2020. The Toledo mayor is on the committee, as well as the Toledo city manager and the Toledo city recorder. There are a variety of artists from Janet, who owns Crow's Nest Gallery, to Veta, to Julie, Judy Gibbons, etc. There are business people in the town who belong to this committee. Charlie, who recently bought the Timbers restaurant, and that'll be important later on in a moment. An attorney in town, Rachel, who's a teacher at Toledo High School, and the high school people have been very active in helping us with the Art Toledo website. Some of you probably know Paul Skidema. He's the executive director of the Lincoln County Economic Development Alliance. He's on the committee. Leora from Oregon Arts Commission weighs in. Lorna Davis, when she can, from the Port of Toledo. Jesse Nolan, who is with OCVA, O-C-V-A, Oregon Coast Visitors Association, and Travel Oregon. And you'll hear Jesse's name again in a moment, myself. So anyway, that's kind of a broad look. There are some other people, townspeople, who are on the Art Toledo committee. And a very brief update, and then some ideas maybe for some brainstorming. I know this committee, gosh, what, a year and a half ago, when we learned that Art Toledo was starting up, you know, we were excited about it. We said, you know, tell them that we, you know, support what they do and so on. You've heard, of course, of the Phantom Galleries. We ended up having 16 of those throughout last year at five Phantom Gallery locations. To refresh your mind, the idea of a Phantom Gallery is to use an empty storefront, clean up the storefront, show art in it. It supports the artists in this county. There are artists for sale, but it helps to have a better front for the building. For the Phantom Gallery initiatives, we've raised over $3,000 from the Roundhouse Foundation and the Autzen Foundation. We're working on a second round of Phantom Galleries. Art Oyster and Brews, of course, you are familiar with. We had four of those, about 1,500 people all together, 35 art vendors, and we're going to be, working on that some more this year. The mural project that we may in some way want to coordinate or participate in, I don't know. We have one mural contract signed already for this year. We're working with PDX Street Art. You can go and check them out at pdx.org because they might turn out to be an organization we might want to use on some of our murals. We over in Toledo, we have 3 to 5 more mural locations identified. This first mural will be finished in May. It'll be on the big building up there at the top of Main Street that houses Advertise business. Some of you are probably aware of that. So far, we've raised $42,000 for mural projects that we'll use going forward. Some of our other murals, we're going to be involving the community, the high school students and younger students. Some of the murals may be in the walkway, the crosswalks. Other murals may be on the electrical boxes. You probably remember, of course, some of you are new, maybe don't. This is our logo. These are on T-shirts. This is our logo. It's a nod to, of course, the timber industry in Toledo. These are on street banners. They're on huge gateway banners coming into town in Toledo when we did Art Oysters and Brews. And our mural activity, of course, encompasses Oregon Community Foundation, T-Mobile, Roundhouse, and so on. The beautification projects over there, again, through art to help revitalize downtown. We were awarded from Travel Oregon a $49,000 grant and have been allowed to use $22,000 of that on beautification art projects around town and so on. You maybe saw in the paper last year, a T-Mobile gave us $8,500 to help with that sort of thing. That's an overview of some of the things that Art Toledo did last year. We have interviewed artists who participated in the Phantom Galleries. We've interviewed businesses and how that they are viewing what's happening to help upgrade downtown. We'll be expanding the Arts Toledo website. The thing I want, that's just kind of a little background. Thank you for listening. I realize that that's a lot of info all at once. What I want to present to you, and please know, committee, I did not mention your name during this work session, which went on for hours. I didn't mention your name. I didn't imply anything. So this is all just something that we can think about. And but I want to lay it out now, and then, you know, we can think about it, maybe put it on next month's agenda as well. Here's the kicker. All of these things are happening in Toledo, and Travel Oregon and OCFA are very active in this. And I think it would behoove us as a town and as a public arts group to try to tie in a little more with Oregon Coast Visitors Association. This goes on a little bit about the marketing, Scott, that you were speaking of, that Bill has, and whatever. I realize some people are working with Destination Newport. That's great. They're not in competition. The idea, of course, is business. And I think it's really important that we illustrate to legislators, city councilors, county commissioners, that the arts are a viable driver in business and tourism and that sort of thing. There are a couple of things happening in Toledo this spring and summer that we may or may not want to hook up with. And one of them is Cycle Oregon. That's going to happen May 20 through 22. About 300 to 400 people are going to be coming into Toledo for Cycle Oregon. These are gravel bikes. They are going to have free time. And Jesse Dolan, whom I mentioned earlier, and Travel Oregon are working with this group. Travel Oregon is very interested in the Bay, Yaquina Bay Road. And you've all been on it, right? It's beautiful, it's gorgeous, and it's a very scenic way to get people from Toledo to Newport and back and forth. And, you know, it's photographable, selfieable, and all the kinds of things. Hold that in your mind for a moment of getting these dirt bikers, gravel bikers back and forth between our two communities. There's also going to be the campers. It's a van group, Campers for Life, Life Campers. About 100 to 150 vehicles are coming to Toledo July 15 through 18, 200 to 300 people in these vans, et cetera. Now, what Jesse, who's with OCVA, Oregon Coast Visitors Association, is already reaching out to Laura at Local Oceans. I hope you all have seen her new mural down there on her restaurant. It's really spectacular. We have an opportunity, should we want to, and I want us to think about it, to pull those people in more to the bayfront through something that highlights our murals on the bayfront and maybe get them to other parts of Newport to look at our public art. So there are some other groups that's going to be coming to Toledo, some that are going to be coming here to Newport. I guess the bottom line is, how can we as public art people help to either partner, collaborate, coordinate with all of this richness from Toledo to the port? The Port of Toledo is planning things for these visitors down the Yaquina Bay Road into our bayfront. And in a nutshell, I know that was a lot really fast, but I'd like for us, you know, to kind of think about it. I'd like for this to be on our next agenda. If you think it would be good to have Jesse Nolan come and speak to us on behalf of Travel Oregon and OCVA, that's another option. So any brainstorming thoughts right now that we have as we look at...
Do we have dates on when all this stuff is happening?
The Cycle Oregon, the gravel bikes are coming May 20 to 22. And they'll be between 300 and 400 people for that. The Van Life Camper Groups group is coming July 15 through 18. Between 200 and 300 people there. OCVA is already going to take these people along the Yaquina Bay Road because of its scenic beauty and so on.
When you say take them, you mean in a bus or in a car caravan or what?
That's yet to be determined, or they will be encouraged through maps
to cycle it,
to go that way. And then Jesse was talking about, you know, he really wanted to share Laura's mural. Laura is getting involved with this, the owner of Local Ocean. And we might have some kind of opportunity here. Tom, I'd like to ask you what's been, or if anything is yet specifically being discussed with Discover Newport, please. Uh, Oh, I guess Tom is gone.
No, there you are.
No, I'm here. We're scheduling a follow-up discussion on that. I think my focus was going to be on our summer programming. We've got a couple really special exhibits scheduled for this summer. We've got some kind of exciting news to share on that. But you know, at the very least, I think we could think about hosting these different groups at the Visual Arts Center for a tour of the building. They want to, you know, ride their bikes down to the back or, you know, come visit the back.
That could be a possibility, right? That could be a possibility. And again, I know this is a lot of information, short. I request, unless all of you feel like, you know, you have absolutely no interest in promoting the public art of Newport, that maybe we put this on the next agenda. Scott, your hand, and then Bill.
Yeah, so one of the things, just a little tactical thing,
yeah.
It might be interesting to create a, what I'll call a conjoined calendar kind of thing, just some centralized point where we would be able to look and see all of these things of all the surrounding areas that are happening, maybe between now and, you know, the end of the summer or now and the end of the year. And then we can at least have it visually mapped out to say, you know, these might be good events that we should tie together. And at least it gives us a reference, you know?
That's a good idea, Scott. Now, our Chamber of Commerce used to have some kind of a calendar like that of events. I'll have to go on their website to see. But yes, you're right to have kind of an overview of things. Bill?
The visitors that are coming from these different groups, these are mostly people from out of the area, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I have something that may be kind of cool, but it would be very restrictive. I could take people on a special photo tour for photographing in some of my secret spots that I don't really tell people about. But it might be kind of fun, like be limited to 10 people and do it 3 or 4 times. And I got some spots that people who visit here really don't know about. The locals know about it, but, and it would be kind of a neat idea. We could do low tide shots, bird shots, depending on the time of year. May's a good time, and July as well, summer. So, just an idea.
Thank you. Interesting. That's something that might really, you know, appeal to people, certain people that.
Yeah, it would be very restrictive. It wouldn't be a whole bunch of people.
Sure. So, yes, Mary.
The bikers in May, one thing they may not know is how to get on the beach with their bike. And at the Night Beach Turnaround, there's an easy access for bicycles.
Okay. All right, I'm writing that down. Okay.
The other, another Tom? Resource to keep in mind is the art bus that OCCA has now. And if we can work out the schedule, the art bus could travel up and down the Bay Road.
Okay, good. So I know we're running out of time. What I'd like to do, as I say, is for us to continue to talk about this next month. I would like to see whether Jesse, since he has the big, broad tourism picture, I mean, he's like a lot of the coast, a lot, you know, he's not focused just on one town, and to see if he might be interested in a quick visit with us next time. Some of you are shaking your head, yes. Peggy, I believe that in our April meeting, we'll be in person again, right?
Yes, April 4th begins all in-person meetings, so we're not going to be doing virtual meetings any longer, so we'll be meeting in this room, the council chambers.
Okay, good. So, Scott,
just a quick thought. I'm going to carefully say the following.
Okay.
Sometimes when people or groups have an event, they may feel that their event is being cannibalized if outside sources kind of hook on it. And so we should at least keep that in mind. We should have joint conversations to make sure we come across as partnering, not cannibalizing.
And that's very well stated, and absolutely. And I think we all need to be careful of that. I think what started my mind going during the Art Toledo planning session, at least when we were focusing on this little topic, because we had a whole gob, is that, wow, if Jesse is going to lure them along the Bay Road, and they're coming in to, you know, kind of the southerly side of our bayfront of Newport anyway, and Laura is involved, maybe there's an opportunity, or maybe not. But Scott, yes, you have a very good point. Okay, so I think
Catherine,
Peggy had one last.
Just
yes, Peggy.
Just a really quick thing. First of all, we can move the brainstorming projects for the next fiscal year to the next agenda. There's time on that. And I already updated you on the city committee process. But my question to you is, if these events are starting in May, if our meeting is on April 21st, is there even time for anything to happen if we don't even talk about it again until April 21st?
What I can do is this, if it's okay with the group. I know one of them is coming up, fairly soon, and then the other one isn't until, mid-July. I can reach out to Jesse and, indicate that we've kind of started talking about this a little bit, and then I would be glad to, just get back with you informationally. It may or may not be that we can do something
maybe we can
move
the meeting up 1 week.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right, the 300 to 400 gravel bike. We maybe can't do anything for that, but the whole rest of the summer.
Mary just had an idea that maybe we could move the meeting up 1 week, which would be the 14th. So I'm not here on the 14th or the 15th. But maybe we could do it
earlier.
Yeah, I mean, even earlier, potentially, like, let's see.
The 7th.
I mean, I feel like if this committee is really interested in participating in any of this at all, this cannot wait until April 21st. And I'm hosting a conference here in Newport on the 14th and 15th. And so.
All right. So thank you for that thought. Can we, all of us, hold open Thursday, April 7th? Okay. And let me get with Jesse and see what all Travel Oregon, is and OCFA is doing so far on this. And so can we, for a few days, hold open April 7 plus our regular April 21? Is that possible to do? Peggy?
Well, yes, that is possible. But one thing, I just had this thought about if they're being lured to, for example, Local Ocean to look at that mural, why not distribute? Yes, why not distribute our mural brochures? I know they're somewhat outdated, but we have quite a supply of them. And if this could go in their welcome packets or something, I think that would be helpful.
Yeah. Yep. There's all kinds of ways we can think about that we might want to participate. Yeah, good idea.
I might be out of town on the 7th, just to know.
Okay.
And I am
I will get back. Oh, Scott?
I was just going to say, I am definitely unavailable on the 21st.
Okay. So one way, time, it happens. Peggy, let me get back with you. And, you know, then we can kind of go for there. And I'll right away mention on the mural brochure and so on. Are there any other comments, committee comments that we need to?
Just a quick one. I drive to Eugene fairly regularly with my wife, and I've been noticing that they have a relatively new art for Monroe, which is just north of Junction City.
Junction City.
I don't know if any of you have seen that, but it seems like there's an art for Monroe group.
Okay, very good to keep that in our mind. Thanks. Anything else? All righty.
Well, I just had one more thing. I mean, if we're going to, you know, if we do decide to, you know, participate by potentially even putting the Bayfront mural brochures in their welcome packets, why not put the Night Beach sculpture brochure there too? Because if one of the ideas was to lure them down in Night Beach, for example, because that's a good beach access for bicycles, then let's put them both in.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. All right, thank you. I've written that down. Tom?
Yes, I noticed that we have 2 minutes left, so I will keep this very brief. But we have to keep our eyes on the Eckstein sculptures. I was at the PAC the other day, and they're basically rotting away. I mean, we're not going to have those sculptures much longer if we don't take care of them. That's one thing. Two, very exciting, OCCA is talking with the Oregon Cultural Trust, and we're going to replicate the new Oregon cultural license plate on our Oregon Coast Art Bus. A great collaboration. And then three, the Uquinahead Natural Area, collaborating with OCCA and the Friends of the Lighthouse on a new residency program. And we've selected the new artist in residency, which will be announced soon, and that will be happening in May. So just a few updates there.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Was there something else, Tom?
Nope. We have 1 minute left.
Okay. Anything else? Thank you so much. The sun is shining. Try to get out and enjoy it or something. Thank you for your time and dedication. And you'll be hearing soon which time in April. Bye.
That was a nice meeting.
Goodbye.
So would we really need to